Hey, Dr. Arthur Perry, he's one of the top plastic surgeons in the world. You know, he also does a great program every Saturday night, 6 o'clock here on WOR. You learn a lot. Saturday night, 6 o'clock, Dr. Arthur Perry. Also, you can go to his website, perryplasticsurgery.com. Dr. Arthur Perry, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Hey, anytime. So I always ask you this, like it's just almost summer. Right now, what is the most popular plastic surgery procedure at this moment?
All right. It's May, Mark. So people are scrambling to do the procedures that allow them to look really good in bathing suits. And this is the last chance because you wait another month or so, and you have to wait out the summer because it takes a few weeks to recover from surgery. So liposuction, Mark, liposuction. Really popular right now. People are getting those winter pounds suctioned right off of their hips. Let me look at yours. All right. Yeah.
What do you mean? How do they suck it out? What do you do?
Well, it's usually done under general anesthesia. We make little tiny incisions, and I put in a large amount of saltwater solution with a chemical called epinephrine that will stop bleeding. And then I break up the fat, and I suck it out like a vacuum cleaner, Mark. They're really just glorified vacuum cleaners that cost about 1,000 times more.
Wow.
And you know what? The procedures are so good. I can remove 4 pounds, 5 pounds, 6 pounds of fat very easily in a couple hours, and you're back to work 2 days later. It's really amazing.
And then how long will it stay like that? How long before it all comes back?
Until you go to Patsy's, Mark.
Oh.
No, but seriously, you know, a lot of people do gain the weight back after suctioning fat. It's, you know, they'll put it on somewhere else. If you suction it from your waist, for instance, you put it on in your hips. You have to be careful because your body wants to be a little bit overweight. It's healthier for your body, believe it or not. Not to be obese, but to have a few extra pounds.
Hey, explain that, because I've read that, you know, you always admire really skinny people, but I've read that that's not the healthiest thing.
Well, you know, in nature, you know, it's the people that had a little bit of extra weight that went through the periods of starvation and survived. You know, so in nature, you know, 10,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago, you were lucky to get a deer, right? And and you engorged on it. You put as much weight as you could. If you look at an animal that is going for roadkill, you know what they're going to do, Mark? They go for the fattiest part of the body first. So a vulture will slice, this is gross, huh? They'll slice open the belly and they'll get that fatty omentum because they've got 20 seconds to eat before the next animal comes in. They've got to eat the most calorically dense substance. And that's why fat tastes so good, right? Bacon, right?
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. Now, let me ask you this. You've been a plastic surgeon, top plastic surgeon for years. How different is it now? Like what? I imagine with all kinds of new technology makes it a lot easier, more effective.
Yeah, you know, there are lots of new things all the time, Mark, but you have to be careful because what's new today is 2 years from now, no one's ever heard of it because it did bad things. But the difference between now and, let's say, 20 years ago is the internet has made it so that, you know, there's a procedure of the week. You know, last year it was that buccal fat pad, the fat in the cheeks that, you know, someone removed, some influencer. And this week, Mark, did you watch the Met Gala and look at Kim Kardashian's waist? Did you see that?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Oh, my goodness, right? So this is a tiny, tiny little waist. You know, I don't know what she did, Mark, but speculation is that she actually removed ribs. Can you imagine that for cosmetic reasons? I don't know if she did or not, but it sure looked that way. And you know, removing your ribs are kind of important, don't you think?
Wait a minute. What does that mean? They cut her open and cut the rib out?
Well, you know, we have 12 ribs, and their design is to protect our heart and our lungs and our liver and our kidneys, right? They're important. They're not just there for cosmetic reasons. So, but the last two, the lower ribs, they're called the floating ribs, and little incisions can be made near the spine, and those ribs by a surgeon, either a plastic surgeon or a thoracic surgeon, can be kind of separated from the muscles and fished out of the body. And there are a few plastic surgeons in the United States and around the world that are doing this. Not many, because most of us think this is overstretching as a plastic surgeon. We don't want to do things that are potentially harmful. Can you imagine, Mark, getting in, let's say, just a simple fender bender car accident and having your liver lacerated because your ribs that protect it are gone? And that's what can happen.
Oh, God.
Not so smart, right?
Hey, but this is like, you know, in fashion, if a celebrity suddenly wears a certain brand, everybody... So it's like this with plastic surgery. Celebrity does something and everybody wants it?
Absolutely. It's, you know, we are influenced by these people on the internet, the influencers, they call them, right?
Yeah. So do you have people come to your office and say, I want to look like so-and-so?
Absolutely. And that's a big red flag. You know, the goal of a plastic surgeon is to make you look better for yourself, not to make you look like someone. You know, I was on a TV show a few years ago, and there were a dozen people that wanted to look like other celebrities. And when I told them that each of them was one procedure away from disaster, it was like a Jerry Springer show. You know, they're screaming at me. You know, no, we want you to look better for who you are, but not trying to look like someone else. That's really not right.
Hey, Dr. Arthur Perry is one of the top plastic surgeons. You can listen to him. He's on every Saturday here at 6 o'clock. His website is perryplasticsurgery.com. Hey, what is this deal now? The big problem, fake Botox everywhere?
Yeah, isn't that something? Well, when something is so expensive, and Botox is very expensive, a little tiny vial costs me, as a plastic surgeon, $650. And so when it's so expensive, it's just ripe for being counterfeited. And that's what happened to the Allergan company a few weeks ago. There were many people that were solicited by this company to buy discounted Botox. And you know what? They found at least 20 or so people in the United States that got this fake stuff. Three of them wound up in the hospital, one in the intensive care unit. You know, you have to be very, very careful. And real Botox, you know, there's five different companies. We call it Botox now. There's five different companies that make this similar product.
Yeah.
But you have to make sure that your plastic surgeon or your dermatologist is using the real stuff. I mean, how do you do that? You know, the real Botox actually has a hologram on the bottle. It's funny, Mark, because the fake stuff actually wasn't even written in English on the label, and and the label is in English, so that's kind of a hint, right?
Hey, to explain this, I keep hearing about this thing now, the vampire facial. What is that?
Oh, boy. You know, that's another one. There's so many things in my field that are done. You know, the way it gets out there is by being on TV as opposed to being published and being good. There's really no great benefit. But here's what happens. Plastic surgeons or dermatologists draw your blood, and they spin it down, and they separate the cells from the plasma, it's called. And then they re-inject that plasma, which has a high concentration of these things called platelets. And they have all sorts of hormones and things, and it's supposed to do something really special to your skin, to your hair. It's supposed to grow hair, make you rejuvenated. But it turns out there's no great advantage to doing that as opposed to injecting something I take off the shelf like Restylane. But what happened in New Mexico, non-physicians were doing this procedure, which takes a lot of nerve, Mark. But these women that ran a spa did this procedure, and they didn't do it in a sterile way. They drew blood and re-injected it, and they gave HIV to three different people, a total disaster. The woman who did it is now cooling her heels in, not Rikers Island, but some other jail out in New Mexico, and it's a felony. And you can't do that, you know. I don't think it's a great idea to have the procedure anyway, but if you're going to do it, get yourself a board-certified plastic surgeon or dermatologist, not the spa ladies.
Yeah, definitely. And if you want a great one, Dr. Arthur Perry's been doing this for years and is excellent. And if you want to hear more, listen to him every Saturday night, 6 o'clock. He does a great show every Saturday at 6. And people can just go to your website, perryplasticsurgery.com.
That's where you find me, absolutely. And you can, you know, we're trying to do this YouTube channel now and a little more presence on Instagram. Got to be with it, Mark, right?
Yeah. Well, everybody just take a look at his website. Go to Perry, PerryPlasticSurgery.com. Well, great stuff. Always good talking to you. Dr. Arthur Perry, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much. And one of these days, you're going to take me up on my offer. I'm going to do Botox on you in the studio, Mark.
All right. One day, maybe I'll get up the nerve.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
Take care.